I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day week, I think. I can't believe it. It's rolled around so quickly. We got lots of festivities happening around here in Peoria. Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day. But anyways, this Sunday morning, we are glad that you are with us and appreciate you listening and tuning in. You're going to love this show. It's all about journey. That's our weekly winning word. And I'm so excited to have the executive director from Community Workshop and Training Center, shortened to CWTC, which Patty Grattan is with us, and explain all of that to us. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's so great to be here.
I know. I don't think we've ever really met.
We have not, no.
Until I came and toured the facility just a couple of weeks ago.
Right. I've heard a lot about you, but no, we have never met. And one of my staff set this up, and I'm like, sure. And you came in, and we spent a lot of good time together, and it was great having you come and visit.
So Jeria is a community member of I've Decided. And when she was sharing with me, we always do like a free coaching session with all of our community members to learn about their goals and dreams. And she was sharing with me about her job and how much she loved it. And because she found out when we supported PUP, she was like, oh, my goodness. Right. She was very passionate about people with disabilities and started talking about her job and her love for it and her son who has a disability.
Correct.
And I didn't really know a lot about the CWTC. And I'm like, well, can I come for a visit? And I was blown away. Well, I mean, when I walked through those doors and saw all those people on the assembly lines doing their work, I was like, wait, what is happening in here?
I think what's interesting is a lot of people have heard of us and they know who we are and where we are, but they have no idea what goes on behind those doors when you walk in. Sometimes I think they maybe think it's a large daycare center, but our folks, for people with disability, but our folks are in there being productive and working hard every day. So we love, love, love to show off what we do and the successes of our individuals with disabilities.
It's awesome. So I'll go ahead and say this now. If you're listening and you aren't familiar with CWTC and what they do, please go take a tour. You will not regret it. It'll be the best part. It was such a fun time. You'll love meeting the people. They love seeing visitors. I even ran into some people that I knew, which was awesome.
Right. It's really a fun time. I mean, we ask, try and get all of our community members in to visit. And I think sometimes some of our community folks think that we're maybe going to hit them up for fundraising and it's not. We just really want people to be aware of who we are and what we do and have them understand that individuals with disabilities can be productive and can really support the community.
Absolutely. And we believe that wholeheartedly at I've Decided. So, I want to get to know you a little better, Patty, and I know the listeners probably do too. So I'm just curious. You said you've been with this organization for 33 years.
33 years.
So you started when you were two.
I started when I was two. Okay, not really. But it's been a part of my life. Well, we're celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. So when I realize I've been there more than half of that time, that's a little bit staggering. But I started out just when I was young and came in, and it was a job. You know, it was a job when I started, and kind of have moved my way through the organization and became the executive director 7 years ago. It's just, I always say I couldn't go work in the real world. It's just so much, every day is different, and every idea is different, and every individual that we work with is different, and I get way more from the individuals that we serve than they get from me. So
I love it. When I was there doing the tour, you actually said to me, where can you go to work? And you get at least three or four times a day, somebody says to you, you look so beautiful today.
Right. Even when you know you don't and you know you've had like 2 hours of sleep, you know, they tell you how nice you look or they just make you
give you a hug.
High five. Right. Exactly. It's like, you know, when I need to get uplifted, I walk out of my office and go and talk with the individuals that we serve, because really, obviously, that's why we're there and what we do, what we do. But they give you so much inspiration on a daily basis.
Yeah. So you literally just landed there 33 years ago applying for a job.
Well, okay. So technically, the real story is...
There's always another real story.
So actually, technically, I've been there a total of 35 years. I worked there for 3 years and then moved to Texas and then moved back 2 years later. So if you total everything, it's been like 35-ish years. Yeah, I mean, I walked in and I knew someone and they said, come apply for this job. And I did and haven't left.
What was your first role there?
I started as the intake person. So when the individuals come in and fill out applications, that was my job. And then I was a case manager or a counselor and then program manager and then assistant director and then 9 years later, here I am, the director. So,
well, yeah, it sounds like you've probably participated in almost every role.
I think so. I haven't done janitorial, but you know, there are days I do that too. So,
I was going to say, you're the executive director. You got to clean toilets sometimes.
Right. We've done it all, you know, move furniture, you know, yeah, we do that.
My least favorite job, I'd never ever want to do it, but you know, sometimes you have to do it because people would like to have clean facilities.
Right. There you go.
Every time I walk into a facility that I'm responsible for and it's dirty, I'm like, no, why did I have to be the one to walk in?
Right,
you
know, right.
We have to do what we have to do. So you landed right there and then you just never left. I could see why, you know, it's like Jeria in her passion for her job. When I met with her, and this was before you and I met,
right.
This was before I took the tour. I mean, she inspired me to want to take a tour
because
she was so passionate and spoke so highly about her job and how much she loved it.
One of the things that I tell people a lot, which people kind of give me the look, is we're family there. And so since we've all been, and there are a lot of people that have been there a long time, and you become part of each other's lives, whether it's the individuals that we serve, the other staff members, we just are in it together. We're just in it together. And the good, the bad, and the ugly is what I say. And we've been through the good, the bad times, and we're still there.
Yeah.
So.
But it's such a rewarding.
It is rewarding.
I think that's where, to get through those hard times, you just know that the reward is huge and the impact is even bigger.
Right.
And the people there that are working are just so happy to be there and they want to be there. And that's a big difference between some, you know, you go to work in some places and nobody wants to be
exactly,
there.
Exactly.
Okay, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back with Patty Grattan from CWTC. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Patty Grattan, the executive director of CWTC, just having a great conversation. Our weekly winning word this week is journey. And we're just learning about this 60-year journey that you guys have had going for people in our community with disabilities. And it's just an amazing organization, what you guys are doing. I'm so thankful that I'm learning about it and I found out about it and really, I guess I've heard about it, but I didn't have no, I honestly, I don't even know that I knew what you guys were doing. I've seen the sign on the building. That's about as far as I got.
Right.
I really didn't know what it was. But learning, and it's like, oh my goodness, we have such great resources here in Peoria and you guys are just one of them. So when we speak about the journey, our journey is our journey for success. Success is like a journey, right? It takes a long time. It's a process. There's highs and lows. You know, there's diversions and things that we have to go along the way. But you guys started 60 years ago, and I would love to know whose idea was this? Where did it come from? How did it get started? How did it get off the ground? You know, right. All that good stuff.
Well, I did not start it 60 years ago, just to be clear.
Right.
Okay. So, kidding. So, 60 years ago, we had a group of parents who had children, adult children with disabilities who had aged out of the school system. And there weren't a lot of services available for adults with disabilities. Lots of children's services, but not adults. So they started the organization, decided they were going to start something for adults with disabilities. So we started with 13 individuals, one staff person, and today we serve 450 individuals on a daily basis, and we have 110 staff.
Wow.
We started in Peoria County, but quickly it encompassed also Fulton and Tazewell County. So obviously this is more of a central Illinois, not just Peoria organization. We started out with our vocational services, and then in the 80s we moved into residential services because, again, residential services for adults with disabilities, there weren't a lot of those available to individuals. And then now we have, you know, lots of services in those three counties. We also have a relationship with Caterpillar that we've had for 60 years. So I'd like to say I know the person, but I don't know exactly who it was, which one of the founders had a relationship with Caterpillar and said, hey, I think our folks can be productive. And what we do with Caterpillar is we are one of their contract packagers, and we do subcontract packaging work. Our individuals with disabilities do subcontract packaging work for Caterpillar. Caterpillar sets metrics for us. They have standards that we have to meet, just like everybody else. And the contract has grown from the small contract that we had 60 years ago to where we produce hundreds of thousands of parts for Caterpillar on a monthly basis. So,
wow. Now, does that keep them busy all day, every day, or are you guys open for a company to come in and say, hey, we'd like for you guys to do, I mean, is there room for growth?
Or there is room for growth. We kind of ebb and flow. You know, sometimes Caterpillar we have some slow times, but yeah, there's room for growth. We do hundreds of thousands of parts for Caterpillar on a monthly basis. So the individuals come to work Monday through Friday, work 8 to 3:30. It's a job. They, just like you and I have, they ride city transportation there, or maybe their family members bring them. They earn a paycheck and then turn around and reinvest that money back into the community. The payroll that we paid out to just the individuals with disabilities last year was over $1 million. And I really like our community members to be aware of that when they come through on tours, that yes, we are a not-for-profit organization, but our individuals are also giving back to the community financially, and then we also do volunteer services in the community.
Yeah, so they're getting paid. They're paid citizens, and they're paying their taxes and things that, right, and participating. And that's so good to know. So you are open then to having a company come in and say, we'd like to hire you guys to package for us.
Right. We do, our main work is for Caterpillar, but we also have other smaller businesses, or businesses that we do smaller contracts for. So we do a small contract for AMT, Advanced Medical Transport. We do a contract for Rome Industries. They produce pie irons here in the area. And we have a couple other small contracts. So yes, there is room for growth an opportunity for our individuals and for companies if they were looking for someone to come in and do some packaging.
Okay, that's good to know. So, hey, you guys, you're listening, call and set a tour if it's something that you want to learn more about, because I'm telling you right now, if you don't do anything but just get information and go take a tour, it's worth your time. It's worth knowing about. It'll just be the best part of that day for you. I assure you, whatever you have planned, it'll be the highlight of your day. So one thing you said, I said, is it okay to just say the CWTC because it's really Community Workshop and Training Center. And you said, yes, you guys kind of changed that because you felt like you were more than a Community Workshop and Training Center.
Right. So Community Workshop and Training Center kind of gives the illusion that we are a building and we just have everything that goes on there on university. But that's not all we do. We're more than that. So yes, I have a placement program. So Jeria, who you met, is in our placement program. And one of the things that we do is we have individuals who really aren't interested or maybe are ready to do something different than coming in and working and packaging the Caterpillar parts. So we look for jobs for them in the community. So we have over 100 employers in the community that we've worked with where we've placed individuals with disabilities in all kinds of jobs. We have individuals placed at Maui Jim, AMT again, obviously Kroger, Hy-Vee, some of those, Planet Fitness, some of those businesses. So that's part of what we do too. And then like I said, we have a residential program and we serve individuals in Fulton Tazewell and Peoria counties residentially, whether it's in a group type facility or in their own individual apartment. So really, Community Workshop and Training Center is how we started, but we really have grown to much more than that. So we just go by the acronym now, CWTC.
Right. I always love the story behind the story. You know, it's like 60 years ago, it sounds like 13 parents came together and said, we want to do something that's going to impact the people with disabilities because they had children with disabilities. And look where it's at today.
Right.
Just, you know, one idea. It's kind of like St. Jude. You know, one person's just big idea can turn into something that's life-changing. It's just incredible to me. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Patty Grattan. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I'm in the studio with the executive director from CWTC, it's a little bit of a tongue twister, Community Workshop and Training Center. How about that? With Patty Grattan. And we are just having a great conversation about all that they have going on in their organization and the impact that they're making in the disabled world and in our community, and just really an awesome organization. Our weekly winning word at I've Decided this week is journey. So if you are a community member of I've Decided, you know that every week we send out a weekly winning resource, and included in that weekly winning resource is your weekly winning word, your weekly winning quote, a little challenge for you. And it's just a way to stay motivated during the week, have something to focus on, to keep you on track in achieving your goals and dreams, whatever that might be, because that's our purpose. We want to help you be successful. Our mission is your success. If you haven't joined our community, I want to invite you to do so. You can log in at ivedecided.org. Check us out to get some information. It takes 2 minutes to sign up, and we'd love for you to do that. We have our second session of our Motivational Leadership Conference Series in 2020 happening on April 25th. So if you get signed up here soon, you'll have access to that conference. That's one of the many benefits to a community membership, is you have access to all three of our motivational and leadership conferences, and they are really great. I mean, if I must say so myself. So anyway, we'd love to have you join. But I want to get back talking about the CWTC, because we were just having a great conversation. And when we think about journey, of course, generally speaking, we're talking about journey through I've Decided. We're thinking about your journey for success, and how do you go through that journey and the process of being successful. But I love the journey that you're sharing with us about your organization, Patty. And I guess I was just considering that if there's anyone listening out there today, whether it's on the radio show this morning or if you're listening to a pre-recorded segment on social media or wherever you hear this at, if you have a child that's disabled, what's their journey look like? Can you walk us through this process of how your organization can help me if I have a child that's disabled? What do I need to do?
Well, it's never too early to start. That's one of the things that we talk about. So when you're in the school system, you're very protected and your services are there. And then you become an adult, your individual with a disability becomes an adult and you're kind of floundering. What do I do? Where do I go? That journey really should have started before they graduated or before they were getting to that point. So I suggest, or we suggest, that when they're 14 years old or 15 years old, all of the school districts, all of the individuals that are in school have planning meetings. And at those planning meetings, you need to advocate and you need to start saying, what are the services that are available? What can my son or daughter do? Not everything at CWTC would fit everybody. There are other wonderful organizations in the Central Illinois area to serve individuals with the varying needs of their disabilities. You have to start early. You have to start when they're 14. There's long waiting lists for some programs. There's process, obviously, if anything to do with anything, there's a process. So for the journey, you absolutely have to start early. And then once you start researching and finding out what types of services are available and what might be available for your son or daughter, then you can start the process. Then it's like, okay, well, where do I go from here? Do we do some job shadowing? Do we come in and do tours? I mean, what do we do? But you have to start at those planning meetings with the school districts, really right when they're no later than 14 or 15.
Okay. Could they call you guys?
They absolutely can call us. I mean, we are open for anybody to come and tour. We have some individuals who graduate when they're 18. Some stay in until they're 21. It really depends on the individual and the school districts. But they absolutely can call and come in. And you know what? Even if they don't end up coming to CWTC, we are more than willing to help them walk through the journey because it is a process.
And I'm sure you guys have a whole list of the resources. So
right.
It's a place to start.
Right.
If you haven't started, you know, CWTC is a place to start.
Right.
And then you guys can kind of give them those resources. So I take it that you work closely with Peoria Public School District and other school districts. I mean, we have a unique school. Jameson School I learned that a lot of people don't even know that we have that here in our community as a resource, because I don't think every school district has a school like Jameson.
No, I don't think so either. We have a lot of individuals that graduated from Jameson, which serves just individuals with disabilities. So we have a lot of individuals who have come into our program directly. So it's, you know, you actually shared a story with me when you came through about an individual whose family member you got to know through one of your businesses. And that is one of the things that we talk about all the time is planning for the future.
I know.
You have to plan for the future. And that's what we can certainly help people do.
Yeah, because, you know, as much as we want to believe we can stay young, healthy, active, and, you know, take care of everybody, we all age out.
Right.
At some point,
right.
We get older. And, you know, if you have in this situation, this person was an only child. Their parents both were only children. Like, no cousins, like no family relatives, close relatives. And, you know, her mom was elderly. And it was like, I always wondered, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? And I ran into her at your facility, and that was just a real treat.
But. Right. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do talk about is definitely, and I think it goes to the mission of your organization, too, is planning. You know, you have to plan for yourself and plan for the future and plan for the individuals that you serve or that are your loved ones. So, yeah, sure, they can call us. We have walked many, many people through the system, believe me.
Well, and again, it comes back to the journey. Mm-hmm. When you take a journey, you don't just get in your car and start driving. You know where you're going to go. You have a plan. You know how much money it's going to take, how much gas you need, where you're going to stay. Now, granted, you might run into a detour that you weren't expecting, right? There
right.
might be a road
right.
closed that nobody warned you about, that you have to detour, which might take you a little longer.
Right.
But when it comes to a journey, and let's just say the journey to success, you got to have that roadmap.
Right. So, and, yeah, we're more than happy to help anybody who just wants to get some information and what are the services are available.
I remembered we were talking on break and I could not remember what I wanted to ask. And it just came to me, Patty.
That's great. Woo! Woo!
How can I help you? So like, how can someone get involved? I know that you're not out there begging people to just support your organization. I know that you have some funding. I know that Caterpillar is a big supporter. They hire your company. You have companies that pay you to do the work. So you're in a unique situation, but you are still a not-for-profit. You are, doing great things, and I'm sure you guys want to expand, and you appreciate any help that you can get from individuals. We're going to run out of time. Shoot. But when we come back here in just a minute, I want to ask, can somebody join as a member to contribute? How do they contribute? Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Patty Gratton. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. You are listening to Patty Gratton this morning, the executive director from the Community Workshop and Training Center, otherwise known as CWTC. And we were just kind of talking about the supporting, you know, how am I an individual here in Central Illinois? How can I help? How can I support? Is there a membership I can join? You know, a lot of times that's how nonprofits can earn money, is having people that support their cause just pay a monthly joining fee, you know, membership fee. But it doesn't sound like you guys have anything like that going on, but you do have opportunities for us to support your events that you have. And of course, there's this awesome art show, Inspiring Abilities, that I'm going to go to on the 24th this month. You can share with us. But so what are some of the ways that we can support you then?
So we obviously, you can support us monetarily. You know, we'll always be more than willing to take donations. But a couple of things that we do that are a little bit unique. We do a lot of volunteering in the community. And so we're always looking for volunteer opportunities. For individuals, while they're volunteering, they're also learning social skills, work skills, life skills while they're out in the community. So we have a couple great partners. We have actually about 9 volunteer sites. One, Luthi Botanical Gardens, we go and clean there once a week. We go to Sam's Animal Shelter, and we go to Wildlife Prairie Park. We help with the Snack Pack program with District 150. So it's an opportunity for our individuals to get out and be with other individuals, learning skills, giving back to the community. So we're always looking for volunteer opportunities. So that would be a great way to help and support us. We don't do a lot of fundraising. We have about 4 fundraising events, 4 or 5 events a year. One of them is the art show that's coming up. We do a big trivia challenge in January. We do our awards banquet in September, which is also a really inspiring opportunity. We give awards to our individuals and the community members. So it's how we thank our community for supporting us, but then we also give awards to achievements for our individuals that they've made throughout the year. So, again, coming and supporting. One of the things, we're a local not-for-profit organization. We're not national organization. We're not big fundraisers. A lot of our fundraising is really more community oriented, so the community can become aware of who we are and what we do. So that if you do need some assistance, or you know of someone that needs some assistance, you don't know that, you know, maybe your neighbor or someone down the block or someone at church has a disability and they're looking for services, then you can say, hey, you know, have you checked out CWTC?
Yeah. So when you say community members, who are you referring to? What does that mean?
So businesses
that are a part of
us. So let's say we have like our businesses that employ our individuals, businesses that we work with that we volunteer at. So our community leaders, you know, they're all invited to this event along with our it's a really unique event. So it's our individuals with disabilities and community members coming together to celebrate achievements.
Okay.
So that's in September.
Yeah.
But the art show's coming up in March.
Yeah. Which, tell us about this art show, because this is a very unique opportunity to get some awesome, inspiring art. I cannot wait to come and see the art, but tell us.
So we have many budding artists, which is something that we discovered several years ago. We had a grant through the Community Foundation, and we started an art program, and now we use the Hive, and we partner with the Peoria Art Guild, and our individuals go there and produce some art projects. And then once a year we have an art show. It's a silent auction, so we're going to have about 35 pieces, some pottery, some art, and some other mixed media. and you bid on a piece of art that you're interested in, and then 50% of the fee goes to the artist directly, and the other 50% goes back into the art program so that we can continue it. I've already got my eye on a couple pieces.
Not fair. You get to.
I did have a preview, right? But it's really a good opportunity for some to see what else you know are into. Sure, they work, and you know, but they also are very creative. Very creative.
Well, and they have things that they like to do and get involved in, whether it's art, games,
right?
Just. They're human beings that right. have desires and want to do fun things. They like to sing.
Right.
Some of them are like to sing, dance, right. draw, art, creative.
Right.
Those creative skills come out, and just allowing them to be able to do that, I just think is...
It's great.
It's really great. So it's happening Tuesday, March 24th.
Right.
It's 6 to 7:30.
Short amount of time.
Yeah. It's short, sweet, and to the point, right. it sounds like. And it's at the Betty Jane Brimmer Center, which I wasn't 100% familiar with, but you should.
It's in Peoria Heights, right down the street from where, on the corner, like where Edge is. And it used to be, for those of you who are from the area, it used to be the Peoria Heights Library many, many, many years ago. But it's an awesome facility. And it's drinks are available, and then we're going to have some hors d'oeuvres and some music and just a nice little event to come and look at our artwork. And there'll be some of the artists there, so you can chat with them about the art program and then hopefully pick up some nice art pieces.
It's $25 if you go ahead and get online and get your tickets now. And you can do that at cwtc.org.
Right.
You can buy your tickets right there. You can pay at the door. It's $30 at the door, but go ahead and get them now and get them early by March 19th.
Right.
So you have time to do that. I just think this is, it's awesome, and
it's a nice event. And again, we learned, and this again, talking about journey, this has been a journey for a lot of our individuals who started out doing very simplistic artwork, and now their artwork is just magnificent. So it's been a journey for them to become budding artists.
Okay. What I did have, you said, how many employees, and this is total, this includes everybody that's with a disability, or do you have, is it?
We have 110 staff members.
Okay.
And then we serve 450 individuals with disabilities on a daily basis.
Got you. Okay. And those are people that are coming through working, or
they are, live in one of our residential facilities.
Right.
Or we may be looking for a job for them in the community.
Okay.
So.
And just as a reminder, when we're talking about ways to help, give them a call and go take a tour. If you have not toured CWTC, you have to. You have to go and see what it's about so that you can share. So that you can then be empowered with the information to share with other people that may need their services.
Right.
I guess that's, it was a great opportunity, I felt.
Well, we love to have people come through and visit. Like you saw, our individuals love to have people come through and see what they do. And until you walk through those doors, you don't have idea what goes on in our building.
All right. Awesome. It's the end of our show. We're done. But I hope that I see you guys at Inspiring Abilities 2020 Art Show, Tuesday, March 24th from 6 to 7:30. Visit cwtc.org. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?